Where?
It's in front of your
car. Okay. Again, my wife hates to say this, but I don't have last year's sheets. I think last year we were in Zoom, so I didn't have sheets, so I don't know. I don't have. Okay, anyway. Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. This isn't a big question, but there's a great answer. This is crazy. I write it down in my office just 2 minutes ago, and it's not here. Okay, but it's not here, it's not here. I can't take that. How do I do this? Okay. Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Gimel. Sheish Yadu 6 days work, the seventh day Shabbos. Pasuk Gimel, Sivara Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem B'yem Shabbos. Don't light a fire Yom HaShabbos. Frekti Gemara, why is the say Lo Sivara Eish B'chol Moshe Yom HaShabbos? There's 39 other malachos. Gemara says, what's this? Lo Sivara Eish B'chol Moshe Seichem. So Rashi says, Lo Sivara Eish, Yeshua B'seinu Omrim Havara L'Lav Yatsis. Some people say Havara is different than all malachos. Havara is not a karis or a misa malacha. Lighting a fire is only a lav, and you won't get misa if you light a fire in Shabbos. That's what the pasuk comes to tell us. Havara l'lav yatsis. V'yesh amrim l'chal yatsis. And the man yamer, there's a man yamer that we learned Masech the Shabbos, l'chal yatsis. It comes to teach us that there's that when you're over many Yisurim on Shabbos, it's not that you're over one Yisur al B'chal Shabbos, but there's 39 separate Yisurim for Shabbos. It's not one Yisur of Chol Shabbos, there's 39 separate Yisurim. So Eish comes, is an example. Only Eish, meaning everything is L'chalik, everything is on its own. Just like Eish is on its own, there are 39 separate Yisurim. According to both of them, Eish is different, right? According to Van Yomer says, Eish is a lav, Eish is different than the rest of the 39. According to Van Yomer, it says, L'chalek yatsas. But it teaches us by telling us Eish. So if it teaches us using the word Eish, Eish is something special about Eish. Don't tell it.
What?
Nothing.
Maybe it's Kodesh.
It's Kodesh.
I understand. You don't have to explain jokes to me, okay?
<He's Kodesh. laughs>
That's not the joke. He's missing the point. Okay, so what is different about Eish? Okay. Hey, what's different about Eish? That's one question. Okay. Perek, that's the question. What's different about Eish? Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Everyone came, they brought stuff to the Mishkan for making the Mishkan, making the Olmoed, making the Avoda, doing the Big Kodesh. V'yavo ha-Nashim al ha-Nashim. And the men brought, and the ladies also brought. Al ha-Nashim means, and the ladies also brought. Everyone wanted. They brought their jewelry and everything. The men brought and the ladies brought. Now, we are you cakeless?
Cakeless.
Zero
cakes.
No cake for us?
I'm sorry, I have zero cakes for me.
Okay.
Are you cake Nazi? Are you cake Nazi?
I guess it's the opposite. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Very, very Jewish in Seattle.
Anyway.
Cake or not.
Okay. Anyway, the lady is brought. Now, there's a din that you're not supposed to take tzedakah from women. Why aren't you supposed to take tzedakah from women? Because we just learned in our Gemara, Maisi Yadea Habayla. Her Maisi Yadayim is Geneva. So we can't take. We don't know if she is, she's a Ochelas, you know, he doesn't give him his own notes. We don't know who she is. She brought, the ladies brought, and they took. But it belongs to the Baal. Maisi Yadea, Rabal. So how would be able to bring, for example, if an Eved Kanani would bring something to Mishkan, would it be accepted? No, for sure not. Why? Maisi Yadayim, Rabal. Ladies, the same thing. Maisi Yadayim, Rabal. So how? The answer to everything is Hadafa, right? That's everything, Hadafa. That's the question. So I told you, I got something from the Gemara and the Parsha. That's the question. Now, I have to tell you, it's a very famous question. And there's a story behind this question. If I tell you a story, maybe if someone will remember when I said it last time. But at the I think it was the second Knessi Gedola, Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Aaron Kotler were standing around talking. And Rabbi Chanan asked Rabbi Aaron Kotler this question. And Rabbi Aaron Kotler said, what a good question. And the Ger Rebbe was walking past at the time, the Imre Emes. And he heard Rabbi Chanan ask Rabbi Aaron this question. He turned to them and he said three words. And they said, wow, that's a great answer. Tell me the three words he said. You could figure it out. After 1 week of learning, after we did the sugya here, you could figure out what the three-word answer was.
What was the question?
How could they take from the women? My see
that
was
the question. Sorry.
Okay? I tell you, it's easy questions.
Two words. Three words, right?
Okay.
Yiddish or Hebrew?
Okay. Another famous question. Another famous question. This I know I asked last year. I want to ask again because we had a sugi about this last year. And since we had a sugi about it last year, and we talked about the sugi when we talked about this question, I wonder if anyone remembers what we learned from the sugi about this question. They made the kir on Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Ches. Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Ches. Vyasas Akir Nechayshes V'kan Nechayshes B'maros HaTzvos HaShetzavu Pesach O Moed. What's Maros HaTzvos? What is that? Maros HaTzvos. The mirrors that made the multitudes of Israel. And Rashi talks about it. And Rashi says, what? You know the answer.
So the mirrors that made the multitudes of Israel.
Okay. Very good.
Wow.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
Anyway,
what Rashi talks about the mirrors. The ladies, the men were working the fields, and the men didn't want to have pruvu, and the ladies brought the mirrors out. They fancy stuff up. They put on makeup and fancy dresses, and they came out fields. For some reason, I don't understand. By looking at them themselves, they didn't excite the men, but by holding up the mirror and showing themselves and the men. The men got excited and had puruvu with them. And as Rashi says, and the Gemara says, the lady would say, look, I'm prettier than you. I have no idea what that means. I have no idea. But the mirrors caused puruvu. So the ladies brought these mirrors to the Mishkan for the kier. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no way. These were used for sex. What's wrong? I mean, I have to use that word.
All right.
Let's be mature.
Sorry.
Okay. You know, it's not fitting for the Beis HaMikdash. It's really not fitting for the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says just the opposite. This is what made Klal Yisrael. I love these mirrors. It built Klal Yisrael. I want it in the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll build the kir out of it. Right? These mirrors were okay. There was something much worse that was taken to the Beis HaMikdash. Does anyone know what that was? You know what it is.
Chumas.
Chumas. Does anyone know what the chumas is?
Yeah.
What? There's an English word for it.
Chastity belt.
Chastity belt. Look up Google chastity. No, not now. No, don't look up Google. They might show pictures. Okay, don't.
They will.
Okay, don't. Anyway, I'm just telling you, chumas is a thing. It's much worse than these mirrors. Chumas is a very sexual object. Very. And Moshe just accepted that like anything. Oh, chumas, fine, Beis HaMikdash. These mirrors wasn't fine. The chumas was, okay, give me all your chumas. You know, what's going on here? That's his question.
What are they used for?
What?
What are they used for?
Chastity.
What?
Oh, in the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says in the pasuk, they brought the chumas. The chumas is what we used.
Probably melted it down.
That was melted on the notes. Okay. Now, okay. This week is Parsha Shkolah. It's unbelievable when Parsha Shkolah is. Some Parsha Shkolah is like Parsha Sav. Sometimes Parsha Shkolah is Mishpatim. Parsha Shkolah is like the most movable thing there is, Parsha Shkolah. Because the difference between Ar Aleph and Ar Beis and everything, Parsha Shkolah is very movable. But this week, you should know, is Parsha Shkolah. I hope you all know. Shkolah is a funny thing. Shkolah. Okay. By heart. Okay, by heart. Shkolah is a funny thing. Shkolah, there's many questions Shkolah. Now, there's 20 answers to every question I'm going to ask you now. So I'm giving you one answer. There's 20. So many Mishnah Svarim written about this question. So many. First of all, in the Mishkan, how much did everyone have to bring?
Kol
Nediv Libo. What does that mean?
As much as they could.
Whatever they wanted. Not as much as they could, but whatever they wanted. Suddenly, when it comes to the Machzor Shekel, there's a price. Half Shekel. Why does the Machzor Shekel have a price, half Shekel? Also, you know, we know that halves are not good. Half prut is not good. Half a shekel is not good. You know, it's like I'll pay you half. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu said, bring a shekel. And they said, we're Jewish, we'll give you half, you know? That's what it sounds like here. What's this a half a shekel? What's a half a shekel? It should be a full shekel. Now there's a lot of mussar on that. But I'm sorry, but I wrote down more questions, but I forgot to bring the paper. So, in short, I'll tell you what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said about this. In short, Rashi tells us what this matzah shekel was used for. This matzah shekel that Pashas Kisisa starts off talking about, what was it used for?
Adonim.
Very good. Explain to everyone what Adonim are. No one knows what Adonim are.
It was like the sockets that held the foundation.
Sockets.
The sockets that were the foundation.
The sockets that were foundation of the sockets of foundation. Now, the Malbim says, everything that they Migdash had a keneged. Does anyone know what a keneged is? One of the words that I don't know how to say it in English.
Like a counterpart.
Yeah, but it's not a counterpart. For example, the menorah was corresponded maybe, was keneged Torah. The shulchan was keneged parnasa.
Signification.
What? Corresponding? Maybe corresponding. Okay.
Signification.
As a clone.
What would the Adonim connected? So the Malbim says the Adonim were connected. It was the basis of Yiddishkeit. What's the basis of Yiddishkeit? The basis of Yiddishkeit is Gemara at the end of Makos. The last page of Makos, right. The Gemara says, one man the other says, I could take all of the whole Torah and break it down into how many mitzvahs?
11.
11. The next one says, 3. The next man says, no, the whole Torah could break down to one mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Tzadik. Tzadik v'emunato yechia. Tzadik v'emunato yechia, emunah. I can break down the whole Torah into emunah. It doesn't mean that there's no more mitzvahs. Emunah is the one mitzvah. What he means is that's the aside of Judaism, emunah. That's the aside. If the Adonim are from emunah and that's the aside, then every mitzvah, everyone does differently. Some are more machmir, some are more mekel. My kezayis on Pesach is different than your kezayis on Pesach. My b'chtei achilos pras is different than your b'chtei achilos pras. My side dish on Pesach, which is potatoes, is different than your side dish, which is rice, right? You know, there's a lot different. My tefillin and your tefillin look a lot different. You know, there's differences. There's really differences in mitzvos. You can machmir make a minute to do mitzvah this way, a minute to do mitzvah this way. My lulav is tied up this way, your lulav is tied up this way. My lulav's top is one way, your lulav's top is another way. My esrog has a pit, it doesn't have pit, your esrog has a pit. It's unbelievable. But there's one thing that is black and white. Everyone is exactly the same, no one could change, and that's emunah. Emunah. There's no, you have a minigan emunah. And I have a minigan emunah. There's no minhagim in emunah. You have to have emunah. There's no, I'll do half a mitzvah. Half a mitzvah is nice. I'll do half a, 3/4 of mitzvah. 99.99999 emunah is a non-emunah. You're not emunah. There's nothing. There's 100% or zero. There's no middle in emunah. There's no anything in emunah. Emunah is full. Therefore, when the Klai Yisrael was, that answers one question. When the Klai Yisrael was given to the Beis HaMikdash, when they were given for the Adonim, they were given for Emunah. For Emunah, everyone has to be the same. There's no difference between everybody. Everything else in Beis HaMikdash, everyone's different. Everyone does everything differently. You can do what you want. Not when it comes to Emunah. Everything has to be the same. But why a half shekel? And this is famous from Chaim Shmulevitz. According to Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chasnish disagreed, and the Stipler disagreed, and others disagreed. Or Chaim Shmulevitz held that emunah is based on everything is a half. Everything is a half. You never see the whole. What does emunah mean? Something happens to you. I have emunah. What does I have emunah mean? I have emunah means not it's going to be good. It could be terrible. I have emunah. It could be terrible. But the terrible is only half the picture. At the end, it will be good. At the end, it will be good. You only see half the picture. So emunah means everything Hashem does is good. I see bad because all I see is a half a picture. That's what I see. I see the... You ever say needlepoint? You ever see a needlepoint? You know what a needlepoint is? You ever see the back of a needlepoint?
Terrible.
That's what our life looks like. The back of a needlepoint. Because we don't see the full thing. Turn it over and you see the full thing. You know, we don't see, there's a million mishalim. We just don't see the full thing. So emunah is based, the whole basis of emunah is on the word half. That's what we see. That has to be your emunah. Emunah, anyone tells you, you know, people come into my office, oh Rebbe, it's terrible, I have no money. Oh, Rebbe, it's terrible. I don't have a shidduch. One thing I never say is, have a emunah. It's going to be good. You know, have a emunah. You will get married. That has nothing to do with emunah. That has nothing to do with emunah. I could say, have a emunah. You won't get married. Same thing. Have a emunah. It has nothing to do with emunah. Emunah means, Hashem has a plan, and you only see half the plan now. That's emunah. But not emunah, oh, it's going to be good. I'm not even allowed to say that. Rabbi, we have no money, we're starving. Oh, have emunah, it's going to be good, you'll have money. I mean, a lot of rabbanim say that. I will never say that, because it's not true. Maybe that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's half, that you won't have money. Could be. That's what emunah is. That's what Machzor Shekel is all about. So, when we this is Parsha Shkolim. We're not going to do Machzor Shekel now for 3 weeks. When do we do Machzor Shekel? What? Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther we do Machzor Shekel. And Tainus Esther. No, 3 weeks we'll be doing Machzor Shekel. But remember this and think about it. In 3 weeks, when you do your Machzor Shekel, it's not just, oh, I'm going to buy this, I'll pick it up. And the half dollars, oh, what fun. You know, oh, I'm fasting, I can't wait for this fast to be over. And, you know, no, think about what Master Shekel really means. This was given to the Abbas HaMikdash as a symbol of my emunah. My emunah is, I have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and there will be another Abbas HaMikdash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's emunah. I hope to have Ani Mamin that it could be today. Not Ani Mamin that it's going to be today. Ani Mamin that today is no different than tomorrow. Okay? But think about that when you give the Machzor Shekel. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
How does that answer the reason why the first question of it first being called the Levo and then?
Oh, that's because it's for emunah. In emunah, everybody has to be the same. There's no differences between anybody. It's either 1,000% and 100%, or you're nothing. It has to be exactly the same. There's no Sephardi emunah and Ashkenazi emunah. There's no Hasidic emunah and Lichtish emunah. No such thing.
Minna.
What?
Minna.
Yeah. The Moonies, right? Okay. Now, I don't know who that was, but okay.
Rabbi, so all of Dunham had to be the same?
What?
All of Dunham had to be the same? That's the word? The
Keneged has to be the same.
Why is it Keneged the Dunham?
The Dunham is Keneged Amunah because, as the Gemara says, the foundation of Yishkan. The foundation of the Mishkan is the foundation of Yishkan. That's the Keneged. Okay? Now,
wait, is this in Sifas Musar?
What? Is this in Sifas Musar?
Yeah.
Three different places.
This part is in Sifas Musar.
I put together from three different places Sifas Musar. Yeah. Okay. It's also when Eliezer gave Rivka, he gave Rivka a bracelet that was half from Mishkalo, half something Mishkalo. And it says that it was connected something Judaism, the bracelet. It was connected to Muna also. And he gave her a bracelet that was half something Mishkalo. Same type of thing. Okay. For Yaakov Moshe is called us B'nai Yisrael. Moshe got together all the B'nai Yisrael and he told them about Shabbos. Then he told them about the Mishkan. Oh, I want to say two things. Okay, fast. He called them together, he told them a very funny thing. Another question that there's a million answers and a million jokes made about it. Okay? 6 days work, and the 7th day should be Kodesh Shabbos. Is there a bit for 6 days you should work? What's this 6 day you should work?
No cola.
What?
No cola.
Okay, I tell you, there's many stupid jokes about it. Here's the answer. Lakewood crossed out this this pasuk, and it says Sheshes Yamin Tafel. Whatever it is, stupid jokes. That's real. It's on us. when Mitzanis takes something kadosh and make a joke out of it, that's real. That's what we talk about, real Mitzanis. But what it doesn't mean work for 6 days. There's no mitzvah of working for 6 days. And it says, Rav Shatim, and B'yom HaShvi Yerachem Kodesh, the simplest thing is, if you work for 6 days, you'll appreciate Shabbos. If you're not working, you're not going to really appreciate Shabbos. Someone who works appreciates Shabbos, much as someone who doesn't. Okay. But, okay. Can't wait for Shabbos. But the funny thing is, wrong Hebrew. What does ta'aseh mean? Shall be done. Right. What? Shall. It's not. It's.
Shall be done.
Like in the shall be done to you.
Predicting.
Like it shall be done to you. I know what, how that goes. It's shall be done to you. It's nifal.
It's like you're predicting.
I think it's nifal, maybe. Anyway, Shesh Yam Te'asa. It should say, Shesh Yam Tase Malacha. For 6 days, you should do work. Te'asa means work will be done. Also, the last couple times it talked about Shabbos, it was after the Tzivui de Mishkan. Here's before the Tzivui of the Mishkan. And that's one of the questions, why is it before the Tzivui of the Mishkan, Shabbos? Chavetz Chaim said a very, very good thing. Chavetz Chaim said that if you believe that kochi v'otzim yadi, I work, I make money, everything depends on my work. The harder I work, the more I make. You know, everything I work, I make my money. Then it's very hard to keep Shabbos. I'm giving up so much money. The pasuk says, "Sheishes yamim asim lacha." In 6 days, all your work will be done. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you 6 days of parnasa. You don't get 7 days of parnasa. Sheishem te'aseh. Your work is done in 6 days. There's no such thing as working a seventh day. Chavetz Chaim said, no one in the world has ever made extra money from working on Shabbos. It's always taken away. And Chavetz Chaim brings proof after proof after proof, stories, that it was taken away. The money is taken away. You can't work for yourself on Shabbos. There's no such thing. It's te'asa malacha. You have to realize that your work is done in 7 days. Now, but there's another thing involved. If you work it done in 7 days, you have to believe that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's giving me the money. Because I'm giving me the money, so it's not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I make the money, it's up to me. So it has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's giving me the money. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it to me in 6 days. Says the Chavetz Chaim, therefore, the people who believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the money, they're the ones who gave a lot to the Mishkan. Hey, it's not mine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you money to give to tzedakah. You give tzedakah, it doesn't go off your thing. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money. If it's my hard-earned money, I have a problem of opening my wallet and taking it out. Money, it's easy, you know, easy come, easy go. So, it's very easy to give to the Mishkan, because it's not your money anyway. Just give it to you. You didn't work hard for it. That's why it says here, Te'aseh, and that's why it says it before the Mishkan. It shouldn't be hard to give this stuff to Mishkan, because you're not working for your own money. Because Shmuel is giving you this money. Because he gives it to you on Rosh Hashanah, he gives it to you. But always remember, there's no such thing as working for, but making a living 7 days in a week. Your Maisi Yadayim are just 6 days a week. There's no 7 days a week in my Tzibayim. It's not 7-11. But the last thing, V'yakel Moshe Kolas Bnei Yisrael. Moshe gathered them together. At the end of the Parsha, at the end of this Parsha, when you get to Sheni, at the end of this, V'yetzu Kolas Bnei Yisrael Bnei Moshe. And everyone left Moshe. Of course. It doesn't even say everyone left. It doesn't say any place everyone left. It says they all gathered in front of Moshe. Why do you say they left Moshe? All these parshas teach us lessons. The lesson to be learned here is, when you go in front of Moshe, when you go to a shir, when you go to learn to a seder, that's v'yakel. When you leave, people have to see it on you. Hey, that's a ben Torah. He just learned. Every seder has to change you. Every seder, every shir has to make you a better person. Just like when you play ball, you walk at home from the gym with the ball on your hand with your wet t-shirt, everyone knows where you're coming from. when you go eat out in Carlos and Gabby's and you come with those stupid spots on your shirt.
don't go
to Carlos and Gabby with a white shirt or a tie. But everyone knows what you ate. A Ben Torah, everyone has to know where he's coming from. When he's coming from the Beis Medrash, everyone has to know he's coming from the Beis Medrash. How you act to people, how you act, even say hello to people. That's what Kosh Baruch wants from you. For Yakel, and then Kosh wants you, V'yetze kol das l'fei Moshe. Kosh wants everyone to know you're coming from Moshe. Have a good shot.